brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Talking about survival of the species here against a criminal elite, a hereditary gang who sees us as cattle, as their slaves. We're having our psyches, our souls, our IQs, our everything being decimated, being annihilated, being scientifically attacked and pried open like a tin can with a crowbar. We're being turned into slaves. It's all around us. They're totally ruthless. Our lives mean nothing to them. They just have to move in a calm, controlled, slick way so we don't resist and buck them. They've almost got us chained down, and then any pretext of lovey-doveness is going to go out the window. James and Joel and Frank and Mark and everybody, your calls are coming up. There is so much news on 9/11, on Iraq, on oil prices exploding, on the free trade area of the Americas. It's all coming up. But let's just go to calls, because I covered news and had a guest on in the last hour. Let's just start going to calls right now. Let's talk to James in New Jersey. James, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I was wondering, I'd like to hear your opinion on the history of the Jesuits and the Black Pope. Like, do the Jesuits control all the secret societies?
No, I don't believe so.
Do you know who the Black Pope is?
Yeah, it's the head of the Jesuits.
Yeah, do you know his name?
Yeah.
Is it Peter Hans Kolbowicz?
Yes.
And he's not the most powerful man in the world?
I don't believe so, no.
Oh, because, I don't know, there's lots of people like William Cooper and Eric John. I was wondering, are you ever going to have Eric John Phelps on?
Why don't you, did he write Vatican Assassins?
Yes.
You know, I keep meaning to have him on. Do you have his contact information?
Probably it's on his website.
What's his website?
VaticanAssassins.com or .org.
All right, I'll check into it.
All right. Well, just go into the history of the Jesuits, because I'd like to hear that.
Well, I mean, I'm not the historical master of the world, but it is the Society of Jesus.
Okay.
And it was started in, Portugal? Or Spain?
I think Spain.
I want to say Portugal.
And but I think they're way higher up in the pyramid than the Freemasons. I would just like to hear a lot more on them.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Everybody says it's the Jews, or it's the Masons, or it's the Jesuits, or it's the Templars. And let me just give you the answer. It's the heads of all these groups are globalist. It's like they're Luciferians, folks. It's like Adam Weishaupt at Ingolstadt University, a professor of canon law. People go, well, my goodness, you know, he was a Jesuit, so, you know, the Illuminati was founded by a Jesuit. But, I mean, in their internal writings, which the Germans were able to get when a courier was struck by lightning, literally, this is the encyclopedia, folks, they were undermining the Jesuits. They were undermining the Catholics. They were saying, oh, we use these idiots. We're taking over their organization. It's kind of like spies within a group using its compartmentalization to take it over. But, I mean, you know, some people think it's the Russians. And anybody who doesn't say it's the Russians and the communists is an evil liar. And if you don't say it's the Jews, you're an evil liar. Folks, the heads of the communists, the heads of the Jews, the heads of the Protestants, the heads of the Catholics, literally, the New World Order takes over any really big organization they can, by hook or by crook. And this happens over time. And things tend to get corrupted over time, especially big organizations. You know, there are the whole tone of that caller was kind of like, Alex, you're not giving us the big scoop. You know, you're not telling us it's the Jesuits. And I don't know, you know, I let you say your piece and let you get your website out, and I might get that guy on. I thought about getting him on. There's so many people I want to get on, I forget to get him on. But I did read Vatican Assassins, and I don't agree with some of it. I mean, any time you say it's one group, you know, one organization, it just isn't the truth. Now, are they corrupt and out of control? Certainly. But that isn't good enough. They've got to be at the head of it. Alex Jones is secretly working for them.
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have a massive vital news and info coming up here after we take some calls. More details on a story I mentioned in the last hour. EPA unions call for national fluoridated water moratorium. All the big unions are coming out and saying it's deadly poison, please take it out. The EPA union, scientists, I mean hundreds of them signing these letters. Mobile phones can trigger eye damage. That's the London Telegraph. Here's another one, fears over mercury in the food supply. Bone cancer fluoride link, another report. Still doing business after all these years, Halliburton and Iran. Did you know right up until the day that the bombing started, a few months before they and the globalists invaded Iraq in 2003. Oh, yeah, they started bombing them during the ultimatum. Halliburton was the only major oil company Saddam was allowed to do business with for oil production components, oil pipeline and drilling rig components. That was part of the sanctions, where we were only allowed to do business with James Baker and Dick Cheney and the Bushes. I mean, literally, that's been in the news. You can read the articles. Just, you know, type in Halliburton doing business with Saddam. And it's the same thing now. Still doing business with him. I mean, it's just crazy, folks. West turns a blind eye as police put Saddam's torturers back to work. This is out of the Times. We already knew this. That's why the Iraqis are so mad. You know, at first, some of them were going, well, maybe they are here to, you know, do this to help us. But then automatically they put almost all the Baathists back in control. And the old torture camps our government helped pay to build in the 80s are back open, and it's just, it's horrible. So they're pretty mad about that, you know? There's a demand that London cops show their subway video evidence. They claim they have all this video evidence, but they won't show it. And also, alternative media amplifies as mainstream media gatekeepers decline. Very interesting article that myself and Paul Watson put together about the power of the alternative media. Infowars.com on an average day is now bigger in traffic than the Austin American Statesman, which is the big paper of Central Texas. If you go to Alexa.com and you rate it, both of my sites by themselves, not even combined, are bigger than things like, major newspapers, the Daily Oklahoman, stuff like that. I mean, these are sites getting, visits for the editorials, visits for people that have put ads in the paper, the classifieds, people going to look up different restaurants, different movies, singles pages. All we are is news, and we're bigger than major newspapers. I mean, to give you an example, take something like the American Spectator. One of my websites is about 10 times bigger than the American Spectator's website. Just one of them. And I'm not tooting our horn. There are hundreds of sites that are patriot sites or alternative sites, hundreds, that are as big or bigger, sometimes many, many times, hundreds of times bigger than my little sites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is daunting, though. I mean, what a responsibility. It actually is humbling. Last night, I couldn't go to sleep. I was just thinking, man, I got to do a better job. I got to get my points across to people. I got to warn folks. I mean, we've got this, I write an article, and millions of people that day read it, not to mention all the hundreds of sites that also syndicate it. And we're all exploding. By the way, the trends are like this. All the patriot and alternative sites are exploding. Our graphs go straight up over the last 2 years, and it's accelerating. It's geometric. It's exponential. And then they're geometrically or exponentially going down. So it's the complete inverse. That's why they're going to do something real big real soon. But it's already too late for you. You're a bunch of murdering scum. The people seen the evidence. We've posted your own documents. Where Henry Kissinger says sterilize half the women forcibly or no IMF World Bank money. They read all the UN documents about putting sterilization hormones in the tetanus shots. They read your own documents. They read your own documents on fluoride being a toxic sedative. Too late. More and more. Too late for you. Too late. Because it's too late. Too late. Too late for you. We've got to be a little bit positive about that. But I want to go back, spend a few minutes, and then we'll go to Joel and Frank and Mark and Luke and others that are patiently holding. But James in New York or something, I forget where he called from. He called in last segment. If you didn't hear it, some stations don't carry that five-minute segment. And he said, Alex, do you know who the Black Pope is? And then he knew full well. And then he said, do you know his name? And I couldn't quite grasp it. It's a long one. And then he said it. And then, and all of this, it was just the attitude of, well, why don't you talk about that? Well, why don't you? I do talk about it. But, if I just get up here and say Masons are devil worshippers, Catholics are evil, Protestants are all evil, all Republicans are evil, all Democrats are evil. That's how this balkanized stuff is supposed to work. Okay? Most Catholics are good, loving, hardworking, decent, pro-life people. I've met them, I know them, I like them. Most Protestants are good, Christ-loving, abortion-hating, good, strong people. Okay? Most Masons are God-loving, socially responsible, want to be involved, want to be in society, want to do good works, want to raise money for burn victims. But that's the groups you want to control. That's the people you want to manipulate. They're a powerful force. They're your emissaries. People instinctively know what's true and what's false. So if you've got somebody who means well working for you, they're the best salesman in the world. The globalists are masters at controlling, unwitting, useful idiot dupes. I mean, I got a great uncle. You know, he's a Mason, involved in the community, helps people. He's not bad. He goes to church every Sunday and goes to Sunday school and believes in, cries when he hears a sermon about Jesus. And it's hard to bring myself to argue with him and for him to tune into this show sometimes and, to hear all of this. I mean, it's hard for him. I mean, he's not a devil worshiper. But it is true that 33rd degree and above, man, they worship Lucifer. Their own books are published. Albert Pike, they got pictures of him in all their big, most of their lodges, and you can go, well, here's his book. He wrote it. He says, I worship Lucifer. Lucifer's God. I mean, it's true. This is how intelligence agencies work. If I get up here and say the whole FBI is evil, they're all a bunch of mad bombers. Well, FBI agents hear that, or wives of FBI agents, or cousins of FBI agents hear that, and they go, my cousin, David Johnson, or whatever, that's a random name. There's a real David Johnson, I'm not talking about. Just a random name. David Doe. John Doe. Well, he's not bad. I mean, he got shot by bank robbers. He does a good job. Bank robbers were holding somebody hostage, and he went in and took them out. Don't you dare call my... No, it's criminal, compartmentalized, need-to-know basis groups in the FBI that are murdering people, kidnapping kids, blowing up buildings, murder for hire. They get caught. They've been caught a bunch. I mean, we're talking. The smart criminal doesn't go out and rape and kill and slaughter and get caught. They go to Quantico, get a badge. I mean, smart criminals don't get caught very often, folks. They become the government. You got really four different groups of people: the totally dumbed down, only care about football and beer; the people that are naive and do care, but are bought into some false paradigm. And the people that do know about the evil, but think that the end justifies the means, and they got to do this to defeat other evil that's even greater. And then you got the controllers that are pure evil and enjoy evil and are very cold-blooded flat-out enjoy it and systematically know the whole plan and what they're doing. Then I guess the fifth group, those of us that know what's going on and are standing up against it and fighting. And so, it's really that simple. And there's more subgroups than all of those groups, but... I mean, obviously, the Catholic Church has been extremely corrupt and extremely godlike and, done all these imperial things. Power corrupts absolutely. There's been all sorts of revolutions and takeovers. I've been trying to research it lately, trying to spend some time on it. And there have been takeovers and overthrows and different regimes. It's been pretty bad. And it's gotten worse. I mean, Pope John Paul II called for a new world order and one world religion. And, I mean, he really did do that. Ratzinger's even worse. I mean, I've actually read a couple books about Ratzinger, including Hutton Gibson's book. What is it? The Enemy is Here. Talk about scholarly. Man, really hard to turn away from, but gave me a headache. There was so much information. That guy's a scholar. Really, he won Jeopardy, the national championship. He's pretty smart, folks. But when you sit there and go, the Catholics are the spawn of the devil, and it's the, blah, 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 you just turned away all those people that would wake up to the New World Order. Are there evil people in control? Absolutely. Is George Bush evil? Yes. Is the Republican Party itself, all the people down at the grassroots evil? No, most of them are useful idiots. Meaning well. When I say the Red Cross is criminal, I don't mean you are because you give them a blanket or $100. I mean those running it are mafia criminals who steal. They've been caught. They've been convicted in court, folks. All over the world. Evil is what we're fighting. Evil is in control. Evil is in control. So instead of sitting and saying this group, that group, and then, well, that person doesn't hate this group. They only like that group. And so I think this person really won't, blah, blah, blah. Instead of that, if you just fight the policies of evil, it doesn't matter if it's a Catholic or a Jew or a Protestant or an Easter bunny that's doing it. And frankly, from my studies, it's the heads of all these groups actually meet together and plan and all work together. So we should all work together against evil. All right, it's that simple. And obviously, my view on this. Get away from organized religion, folks. Get out of these churches. whether they're Catholic or Protestant. They're bad news. We'll be right back.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, let's get to calls. I'm going to give each caller about 60 seconds so we can get through all these great calls and get to all the news we haven't covered yet. There's a lot of it. Let's go ahead and go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, go ahead.
Actually, it's Joel, but two things. I can't believe you missed one of the hate lists for the New World Order. They don't like passionate people. Anyway, what I called about was I think that the government is compliant in job loss. I had a couple of points. I want to write an article for you, but remember in FDR's time, they had the make-work jobs, and joblessness basically didn't exist. to date, job loss equals competitiveness. It's normal, natural, and you want it because it sells their goods overseas. I mean, if FDR were to say, we want job loss,
Bush said 2 years ago that our number one export is jobs. They're
proud of
that.
And the number one is Mexicans, yeah. So, another thing is that unions were formed to address workers' rights, and they've become corrupted and bloated. The Constitution, it supports general welfare, not special interest groups. The NAFTA and GATT people, you know, things like that. And the centralizing of power and wealth. It's a lot easier to manipulate something centralized than decentralized. So they try to get, like, Ted Turners and things like that into power, and they make monopolies. And the government turns a blind eye and says, well, it's easier to keep an eye on one guy. Yeah, and it's also easier to manipulate him.
And it's not really free market.
Oh, no, of course not. I mean, how do you make things happen if you can't? You were saying before about people who are jobless. I think they're being blamed for their limitations, things that they can't change. Because I've heard stories about people working at IBM that were sent home because their socks didn't match. And that's a conformity problem. They want people fearful.
15 years ago, you didn't see any homeless on the streets. I mean,
nope.
They were very rare in Texas. And then they just cut all the funding for the mental institutions because that funding now goes to basically get kids into the system for drugging, not for actually treating people that, you know, have real brain problems. And so they dumped all the schizophrenics and the rest of them out on the streets.
Well, what I need is a source like Bureau of Labor Statistics where I could find how the government has been fine-tuning and tweaking. You don't need to manipulate who gets hired and who doesn't as long as they already do it for you.
Well, it's simple. I mean, if you let China have a 40-plus percent tariff on 2% tariffs in the U.S., that's going to get rid of the jobs. Thanks for the call. And, you know, more and more regulations, more and more control on companies that stay here, no controls if you leave. Tax incentive to leave. It's to deindustrialize so then they can come back with government jobs and welfare and get you addicted. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank.
Alex, I'm a first-time caller. I've heard you on Coast to Coast, and I've been listening to you on the shortwave, and let me take my hat off to you. You're doing a great job, to say the least.
Well, you're calling us from Pennsylvania.
Yes.
To have you on board. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple things I like to bring to issue is the fact that as long as these corporate media types keep continuing to put out a falsified belief system and shroud it into people's minds, so this way here they can empower themselves to a higher, greater level of things where they're turning the people into sheeple and they're using terrorism as a form of scarerism.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we even have government handbooks and public statements where they go, we'll use terror or we'll manufacture it to scare these people into submission. I mean,
and this stuff hasn't been just happening overnight. No, this stuff goes back to the foundation and the foundings of this country. The only thing is, we're in a dumbed-down society in this day and age, and they don't want people to know information or knowledge because both of these things are something that they want all for themselves. But not to get off the subject, but something about the cell phones, something that you'll never find in any of these manufactured cell phones is a disclaimer, more or less stating that if you use our product over a span of time, you're going to end up contracting brain cancer or any other kind of ill effects.
And by the way, for those who don't know, there are literally hundreds of major government, private, university studies from Switzerland and England and the U.S., China, Japan, France, Germany, Russia. I mean, it is conclusive. Fries your eyeballs. Fries your brain. It is microwave. And folks, we're not saying don't use a cell phone, but have a wireless unit and keep the cell phone at least a foot away from any body part. That's the real danger level. And again, we procrastinate. We know the government's evil, but we don't do anything about it. Just like we know cell phones are killing us, so we give them to our children.
You'd be wondering, where's the Consumer Protection Agency and these people when it comes to these items?
Well, it's like they'll pull some drug because it causes heart problems that's for, you know, muscular and joint problems. But then they won't pull Ritalin and Prozac when they know it causes all sorts of organ problems and increased suicide. It's all selectively enforced. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Nothing like the power and exhilaration of a two-cycle dirt bike. But repairs can be costly and time-consuming. Introducing Protecta synthetic two-cycle oil for top performance and ultimate protection. Protecta reduces piston failure, less plug fouling, outstanding heat control, and low smoke. So when it comes to real performance, get more when you treat it right. With Protecta from SFR, available today. Did you know that many of the major oil companies have reduced detergents and gasoline as much as 50% since 1996? Car manufacturers are calling for better quality fuel as performance is being robbed in as little as 5,000 miles. There is an immediate solution. Try Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. That restores new car performance and improves mileage in one tank full. Start putting some of the money back into your pocket. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com. Or call 888-USE.
All right, let's blast through five more calls and I'm going to plunge into the news. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Mark in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
I heard you talking to Cindy Sheehan, you know, about the possibility that she might get arrested for having a peaceful protest. It sort of brought back to my mind, I don't know if you ever heard about this case, but a lady by the name of Elena Sassauer from New York, she has an organization that's like Center for Judicial Accountability, and about a year or so ago, she decided to show up to a hearing in the Senate. It was being presided over by Senator Saxby Chambliss from Georgia, I think it is.
I know there was the case in New York where the guys told a lawyer joke and were arrested.
Yeah, well, what she did at the end of this hearing, it was to it was a hearing for one of Bush's nominees, one of the judicial nominees, being presided over by Senator Saxby Chambliss. At the end, she just got up and, you know, very politely, asked if she could. She said, "There's citizen opposition, evidence of corruption by this judge. May I testify? May I share information?" And Senator Saxby Chambliss ordered that she be arrested, and she was charged with disrupting Congress. In fact, There's even a video clip she has on her website. I can see this, but...
What's her website?
It's judgewatch.org. And I was thinking, she'd make a good guest. She ended up serving 6 months in jail in Washington, D.C. for asking if she could...
I remember hearing about that, and send me an email to make sure I don't forget. I want to get her on. Listen, I got kidnapped for... Now, again, the governor's office released back in 1998. The governor's office released the speech he was going to be given. And it said, we'll take questions from the press for 10 minutes after. So he finished his speech. I knew how he closed. He said, thank you. And that's what we're going to do with Texas. Thank you. And I said, Governor, isn't, the problem, that Texas is having is the New World Order, is the Council on Foreign Relations, the Federal Reserve. Governor, don't you care about America? Why don't you talk about that? And by then they grabbed me, and everybody's seen that video. It's in several of my documentaries, and it's on the website. But they should have tried to charge me with something, but instead, because there's nothing to charge me with, this was at the DuPont Photo Masking Plant Employee Auditorium. It was in an auditorium, public, open to the public, and they drove me around for 45 minutes and then threw me out on the side of the highway. Wouldn't take me back to my car. Wouldn't do anything. And now people go, well, you deserve it. What about Mr. Keyes? Now, Alan Keyes was an ambassador under Reagan, and Alan Keyes was in the RNC debates. I even went and covered one of the debates. Then he tried to go to he was in a Republican nominee debate in Dallas and then he went to go to be at another debate. I think, I forget, where was it? Somewhere in the Midwest. I forget now.
Actually,
folks.
I think it was out on the East Coast, wasn't it?
Well, wherever it was all over the news because I saw him, testify. He shows up, and they had decided that they weren't going to allow him to be in the debate. Now, officially, he was in the newspapers as, being part of it. The
debate Atlanta, Georgia.
Huh?
I think it was Atlanta.
Yeah. Wherever it was, this is like in 96, they grab him. They drive him around for an hour and throw him out in a crack neighborhood, by some basketball courts. So this is our government, folks. They actually kidnap people.
Yeah, you don't want to interfere with one of their, stage-managed, theatrical productions. That's, like interrupting, actors in the middle of, filming their shows. And, you show up to Congress. It's disruption of Congress, if you try to point anything out.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. And look, none of this has anything to do with fighting terrorists. But across the board, they're saying, we're going to set up checkpoints and search you for drugs and guns and contraband. Hey, we're not going to allow you to protest anymore. Hey, your 11-year-old throws a rock in a pebble fight. She's going to be charged as a criminal, and the SWAT team's going to come get her. Hey, you argued with us and asked for probable cause. We're going to taser you. It's going to be on video, and we're going to taser you with resisting, even though you didn't touch us, and even though we attacked you with 50,000 volts. Hey, we're going to take your private property without just compensation. Folks, the Supreme Court ruling isn't just where a city or a county or a state can take your property. If some corporation wants it, they also don't give you just compensation. And the same people that take your property are the ones that judge the value. Doesn't matter if you're paying taxes at $235,000 a year, they're going to give you $60,000. I mean, those are real cases. So, I mean, this is what this country's turned into, folks. This is only the beginning. You see, you have this backdrop of terrorists are going to get us, we got to take your rights. And then, hey, we're going to order you around now, so shut up. Oh, you can't protest Parliament anymore. No one can protest in the park across the street or anywhere else now. And the BBC comes on and goes, well, how dare them in the aftermath of the bombings protest the war? What does that mean? Why can't we protest? Because, again, they know there's things that they're going to do that you're going to go absolutely ape. They know that you're against the war. They know even after they blow up a city, you're going to be against the war. You're seeing through it. Look, for 10 years, they've been training police in riot. They've been giving them federal, armored gear and, and armored vehicles and microwave guns and sound cannons. They've been giving them all this training because they got things planned for all of us that we're not going to put up with. Listen, you know, down in Argentine, the Argentinians had the highest standard of living in Latin America. They were almost on par with us. They were dollarized. You know, Walmart's everywhere, just like America. High standard of living. And the IMF documents are public, made public 3.5 years ago. They pulled the plug on purpose, brought the economy down, turned the water, turned the fuel off, tried to accentuate riots, had the police all geared up in horses in the same black outfits, the same companies, riding down and killing people and running over them, and then they brought in total control. It's called the IMF riot. They even have handbooks on it. I mean, it's all designed like this. And they're going to engineer a Great Depression in America, folks, to coincide with the next big event, I believe, and Ron Paul said this as well. They're going to engineer a depression, and it's going to, that depression, this is in Matrix of Evil, by the way, you know, a year-old film. He said it there in a speech. They're going to engineer this to get control, and then there won't be any jobs, there won't be any factories. There's going to be federal make-work like Franklin Delano Roosevelt did, but this time it won't be building dams or, you know, building walkways at the local park or, you know, building city buildings. It's going to be spying on neighbors, running checkpoints, doing gun confiscation sweeps, running checkpoints. I mean, this is in the federal plans. Remember that article last week, Fox News, Pentagon to increase domestic surveillance for counterterrorism. Quote, do we want a free people with the notion of privacy enshrined in the Constitution and based on the very clear limits and defined role of government to be in a society where not just the police but the military are on the street corners gathering intelligence on citizens, sharing that data, manipulating that data, asked former Representative Bob Barr, Republican Georgia, a constitutional law expert and civil libertarian. This document provides a blueprint for doing just that. And again, sounds like Alex Jones 6 years ago. You can get a film I made in 99, Police State 2000, and it lays it all out. Did I have a crystal ball? No, I read the training manuals. I went to the training ops. I mean, I got video of Marines practicing to break your families up, take your guns, and kill you and put you in camps. Kill you, search you, beat you. They don't hide it, folks. I mean, they ask them in questionnaires, will you shoot American citizens? Look, you know in your guts this is going on. You know this is happening. They're threatened by your freedom. The globalists are threatened by your liberty. And the average cop, the average Marine Corps captain, the average Army sergeant is a good person. Just like a good person at Christmas buys their 12-year-old daughter the cell phone, when literally hundreds of studies conclusively show it is a microwave and it will give you brain cancer. It will burn your eyes out. But we all still do it. We know Coca-Cola and sugar and caffeine's bad for our 10-year-old. Why do you give it to them? We know, you know, as young singles, that going out and having 10 sexual partners a year, you're going to get a disease. But most people still do it. We know our government's evil. We know it's corrupt. Deep down, we're afraid, so we make excuses to ourselves. It's not that bad. Folks, it's worse. Literally, last night, I have this little notepad here. Let me get it. I wrote like 20 pages of notes, things I wanted to talk about with you today. And last night, I was like having a epiphany after epiphany. I mean, I don't want to call it a vision, but I was just understanding even more and seeing more of their plan, and just it was incredible. It was just a spiritual experience I had last night. And you know, I was just sitting in a chair. It was just for hours. It was very intense. My mind was working at a much higher level. And it's like trying to fit the amount of information going over Niagara Falls into a McDonald's straw. But you know it, you feel it, you see it. It's so horrible. Picture us like cattle trapped in squeeze chutes at a slaughterhouse, and the globalists just see us as cattle. And it's more than that, though. They hate our beauty. They hate our intelligence. They hate our freedom. They are threatened by our dynamism. They are threatened by the wild surges of the human species and creativity and beauty. These are inbred evil people. It's, you know, it's a wrinkle in creation, an anomaly, that the most ruthless and the most destructive get into positions of power. 6,000 plus years ago, it was the strong, intelligent person who got into power because the small band was always in danger of extinction and invasion by neighboring clans and neighboring tribes. But then in the anomaly of civilization and agrarian society settling down into small towns and then cities, is that then pretty soon the strong man, who is the noble leader that Plato wrote about, is taken out. And you always get the backstabbing court counselor. You always get the Wormer Grimewood. You always get the snake. He always gets in control. And he always is threatened by beauty, and he always hates goodness. And he is a cancer. And again, the globalists sit up there and declare themselves gods because they're in control. They say survival of the fittest. Social Darwinism. We're in control. Thus, that means we have the right of kings. We're in control because we're the best. Well, when Peter Jennings died this morning, that cancer wasn't elite. That cancer wasn't better. That cancer was a false program. The cancer was an anomaly. The cancer was a fire burning down the forest. But the elite is a cancer, and they sit there crazily and go, well, because we take over, and because we're ruthless, and because we'll kidnap kids and sell them, and because we'll put cancer viruses in the vaccine, because we're ruthless and evil and inbred and totally decadent and totally spoiled and totally unhappy. You know, oh, this is our right. We're gods. You're scum. We're lords. You're nothing. It's our right to mutate you and do with you what we want because we're in control, and that says that we're stronger and we're better. No, you're not stronger. It takes strength to lay your life down for the weak. It takes power to stand up against your fears. It takes incredible strength not to be greedy, not to be hateful, not to be envious. To feel the species, to feel the continuity, to feel all the struggles that came before us, the literal ancestral memories. I don't believe in reincarnation, folks, but ancestral memories, you know, afraid of the dark, instincts, sixth sense, the ancestral memories, everything our species is, everything God put into us, all the pain we went through, everything our forefathers and mothers did to give us something better, and to see a bunch of degenerate, ruthless, cancerous demons taking it over, misprogramming it, screwing everything up, enjoying evil, just loving to deface God's creations, loving to just run around greedily annihilating everything good. If your soul doesn't cry out against that, just the feeling of commitment and strength and duty that you get when you just let go, turn loose, and join the good side and stand up against the dark side, and just give yourself to God, give yourself to His creation, give yourself to the stream. Just step into it. Give yourself up. Give yourselves up. And we can have everything. We can have beauty and love and follow God's plan. If we don't, it's over. We have cancer, folks, just like Peter Jennings had cancer. 4 months ago, he was happy looking for 20 more years of life. He's dead this morning. He made decisions he thought wouldn't catch up with him. It's like the cell phones. Don't be standing over your daughter when she's 40 and you're 60 and she's dying of that big fat brain tumor because she was on that phone 10 hours a day. It's conclusive. Get rid of it now. Get them the wireless unit. Exercise control over them until they're smart enough not to do it. And it's the same thing with society. The elite is a cancer. In every respect, you are not the elite. You do not have the vision. You do not know what you're doing. You are deformed. You are false. You are a counterfeit. You are disgusting. You are pustulant, scrofulous, abscesses. You are a disease. You are the stench of death. You are ugly. You are impure. You are going to hell. You are hell. That's because you're going to hell because you are hell. Hell is hell, and you are hell. If you love beauty, if you love love, if you love everything decent and pure and good, if you love the mist in the morning and the stars at night and beautiful cold rivers to stick your feet in them, then you love God, folks. But if you are greedy and hateful and just want more power and control, then you are of your father, the devil. It's time to get away from the cancer, from that that comes to kill, steal, and destroy, that which its very nature is destruction. It is time to embrace life. And if that means giving your life up, you save your life when you're willing to give it up. When you're trying to hold on to your life, you create a climate where you're not safe. When we're men, when we stand up and we're strong, everybody's safe. When we become cowards, nobody's safe. The coward thinks he's safe because he's a coward. It's a fraud. We'll come back, take calls, cover a lot of news, but you just got some preaching, folks.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Unopposed, it just grows and grows. You think stuff's bad right now? They're just setting the table. And you and your freedoms and your children's future and their destinies are on the menu. They may not pick you off the menu today to eat, but they will down the line. Your day is coming. This system's very abusive and very wicked. And it counts on you being self-centered and not caring about anybody but yourself. And again, through that attitude, you destroy yourself. Now, before I'm going to go back to the calls here, Luke and Dave and Mike and James and Andre and others here in just a moment, I just briefly, in this hour, do want to encourage you that if you want powerful tools that have shown themselves to be very effective in the past at waking people up, it makes the job pretty easy. You need to get my new film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State. It's a miniseries. It covers three films at once, three separate major subjects, the police state, 9/11, and who the globalists are, and the cult of death. They worship death, folks. They actually worship it. It's unbelievable. Also, Road to Tyranny is a classic, American Dictators. We got a lot of big discounts right now. Be sure and visit Infowars.com, where you can look at all the different discounts on the bookstore there, book and video store, or you can order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, or you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Write the number down. Take action. Get the videos. Start making copies. Get them out to people. It's had such a big effect. I want to thank all those that have. But if you haven't, take action. If you have the videos and haven't made copies, go ahead. What's stopping you? 1-888-253-3139. Or you can go to prisonplanet.tv and watch all the films online right now and a lot more. Prisonplanet.tv. All right, let's go to Luke in Michigan. Go ahead, Luke.
I have a few points to make.
Talk right in your telephone. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay. I'm having a little bit of trouble waking people up. Your videos are, martial law is good video, but the neocons are kind of hard waking up around here.
You're trying to wake your family up, aren't you?
Well, my family's woke up. This is the people at my church. But they're starting to see things. They're really mad at Bush over CAFTA. And yeah, something I was on the eminent domain. They've been taking things about just compensation for a while back. Back like in late 90s, when Detroit put in their casinos, they condemned all his property and had nothing wrong with it.
Well, I mean, let's go back to the first thing you said.
Okay.
You said you're having trouble, but now people are waking up.
Well, they're starting to wake up a little bit.
Well, there's your window. Plant more seeds there. But again, it isn't about Bush. I mean, bypass the discussion of Bush being good or Bush being bad. America's going in the wrong direction. We've got to do something about it. Because they just see it as a choice between Bush and the Democrats. You've got to show them how that's false first. Then once their resistance evaporates.
I see. I got another point on National ID card. Back before it passed Real ID, I went into Kmart to exchange some things. I didn't have a receipt. They asked for my driver's license, and they swiped it through a machine.
Yeah, it's part of the National ID card. Most states have already implemented. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Look, just keep it up. But I would put it this way. You're starting to have success. The people are waking up. Why would you preface it with, I'm having trouble? I'm not having trouble. And let me tell you something. When you got the attitude that you don't have trouble, when you have the attitude of a winner, people recognize that. So have that attitude.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.